So let's play Ion explaining their position on what happened last week. The amazing, now that's an art form, what Ion does with the digital electron world. So here we go.
Did you, Ion, knock out Turbo Bridge? They say their engineers went in there to make a routine change, shut it down for 45 minutes, and then it affected a lot of other companies, servers, broadcasters, whatever. Is that not true? They didn't go in and do anything.
They didn't go in and do anything until the bridge was severed. Then they went in to do all kind of things because the bridge was severed.
So you severed the bridge?
Of course.
And then when I was watching it over the next few hours, it'd be on, off. It was rapidly shifting the panel of collars, so I could see the collars going off and on. That was you anomalously, extremely anomalously flipping it back and forth as a visual spectacle.
You could read all about it in the Wikipedia. So you play the Wikipedia thing, and then it all went bubble, 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 bubble.
Right. But when I saw the flashing of it, the phone number inventory up and then gone, up and gone. There it is, it's gone. That's impossible normally.
Typically. And even though it was broken, which it was for that window, then you still regained access and then moved us all over to another room. Then you all had to get off. How ridiculous. You all came in, then you had to go out, then you lost us.
Yes.
Then you were there, then you weren't there, and then everybody was gone, and then you're on the phone doing a live broadcast, and everybody gives you inquicks. Where are you, Bob? There's just music. There's nothing going on. What's going on? Meanwhile, you're on the damn radio doing your radio thing on the radio, while we are in another room with one other crowd having church.
So Bill's sitting there trying to come up with reasons why it's not Ion. He pretended to give in and say, no, this is Ion, during the process. But then later, I don't know when I was talking to him later, he said, no, it was the Turbo and this and that.
Well, you say blame it on the rain, but it's funny that you always have to come up with these blames posthumously.
Posthumously, after the fact.
And so what is it? Why couldn't they send you an email and say, we are going to upgrade Turbo Bridge? There won't be any problem, but we're updating it at this time. If they so zenocrously planned the doomsday device, they should at least let you know.
So if we've sent the recording of the several hours where this Ion's havoc chaos reigned, they would think we were making it up, that we were perceiving their service in this chaotic way with things splitting into different...
Yes, but the cloud shows the breach and the break of their service. The cloud shows that there was never a time when you didn't have complete autonomy. You were still on, even though they were down. You were still on, even though they were down.
We were fragmented, but we were still on. That's right. We kept going. And other places were not on.
That's correct, because when they went down, it went down. That's what they're saying. We were updating something, and it died. Well, the night the lights went out in Georgia, you all had the lights.
We had the lights on.
So the very thing that he said is, sorry it caused inconvenience because it went down, and we did this, and it all died. You didn't die. There's your proof right there.
So they claim that they... We're doing a test run, but what they actually did is just go in there and desperately tried to fix it. Did they ever get to fix it, or did you repair it, and they never understood how it got repaired?
They never understood how it broke, and they never understood how we could sustain another room. We were in and out, dumped on, and set a whole new party line. It set up a whole new call vector.
Did they see that you had a separate room with us?
Bill started a second recording, a third recording, a fifth recording. He had to start the recording of that line.
And Turbo Bridge could see that.
Yes.
And they didn't know why that was happening.
Well, they run a business that does that, and everything was okay, except they were down. They were still turning Bill on.
Oh, you're saying that when they were down, they could see that we were on.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Why did you do that last week?
Oh, that was easy. It's because it was turned into, you had this person who was trying to connect their physicality, trying to embrace the RNA part of the program. And then they come back and go, well, that small, that mass was on the Wikipedia. We go, okay, good. Yes. But it was simple math. We still don't even know what it is. You read it on the Wikipedia and you still don't know what it is. So you turn around and it's, well, I had to think about it later when I got home, and there just it wasn't as meaningful when I found it on the computer. Well, everything is on the cloud. So, all right, you want to play in the cloud? Let me show you what the cloud can do. Bam. Turbo Bridge got degree.
Where is this cloud? Is this just the internet made into a squared cube process?
No, it's not. It's more wonderful than that.
Somebody said the military set it up, and then they lost control.
Oh, Lord, suffering cats. Yeah, no, it was one of those Bernie Madoff schemes, and where your little Alphonse and WikiLeaks leaked it over, and Bob Dole knows about it. We know Bob Dole. Bob Dole. Bob Dole knows. Bob Dole. Bob Dole. Bob Dole can do it.
Look, Apple and all the big corporations, Silicon Valley corporations, they're all going on the cloud. Where do they think they're going? And who's the one that owns it? Or
who do they pay to be on the cloud?
The government.
No, no one. They do not. They do not pay the government.
Nobody has to pay for it.
No, it's free. You know why?
Why?
Because if no one pays for it, everybody uses it. It's like electricity. You can turn it off, and then what shall they ever do?
Well, they're sucking everybody into using it, then they're vulnerable. Is that what you're saying?
Who is they?
I don't know. We're trying to find that out. You never did it. You do not have any say in
anything. We don't know anything. We have nothing. We are nothing.
So you're setting them all up to then knock it out.
Now, knock it out. It'll be controlled, though.
It'll be controlled even though it's knocked out.
Our non-physical. We see how it goes.
When did the cloud start being acknowledged? When did Apple start moving their stuff to cloud? When did companies do this?
A couple years ago.
After you showed up. You seduced them all. Little demon.
Right
now they're all laughing. The INITs are all laughing as they look at it.
Yeah, because it's like, it's perfect. It's perfect.
Why are you setting them up like this, Ion?
Why not?
Great. Did I write this 1,000 years ago? Did I write this 1,000 years ago?
It was a comedy we don't know how to write.
But did I write this? Did I set this up 1,000 years?
Yeah. So all the reverence things, archives will be stored somewhere.
All that stuff. Awesome. That is so awesome. You know what I thought, Carolyn? This is Ion very clearly explaining, and we'll see what Bill comes up to find, that there was nothing that made sense and everything was wrong. But I think that was pretty good, what Ion said, explaining the situation. But what I realized after is that we are the most powerful and protected people on the planet because we got the ultimate weapon. Nobody can touch us. Ion can blast anybody out of the water who tries to nuke us. Ion can do anything to anybody. So everybody starts, you know, creeping over here and sneaking up in where I live. They're going to fucking snipe me. Oh, they won't even get to L.A. They'll be wiped out before they get on the boat. We have the ultimate weapon. Or at least it looks like we do. Don't know if anybody's going to test it out.
I don't know that it's a weapon. It's a protective device. It's like a condom.
And there's nothing worse than a used condominium.
Well, congratulations, Ion. I presented your case, and if Bill's got any guts, he'll come on here and argue or agree and capitulate. But he's probably sleeping. Don't even know this is happening.
All is well.
You are an ultimate protecting condom, Carol. I am, you know, nobody is going to nail me, right, unless you let it go.
It's not even about that. As you come more and more and more into your power, you need less and less and less of us. But if you need to borrow power until you get yours, isn't that how it works? If you thought of energy as a bank, you could make a withdrawal as long as you make deposits, could you not? If you are growing, sustaining, say, a little fledgling account of a little, your retirement or something, you know, you put your little pennies together and you put them up and you save and scrimp and do without. You pile it up and you give it to Bernie Madoff and let him make a little investment for you and work that out real good. And then it's time to retire. Then the fruits of your labor become self-evident, and you are increased or more powerful. You get to say how you retire, or build a little business, or buy a little property, or it makes no never mind what it is. As you are gaining ground, then what happens is once you have it, you become used to it. We've said this time and time again. People who have money don't want it. People who have money don't want money. They have it. And if they have it, they don't want it. But once they have it, then they just have it. They're used to it. It's normal. You can take it all away from them, and they get it right back. It's astounding. So this power that you're borrowing, you're building your own. And so to make the case clear, you are trying to increase your power. And if you borrow hours, Bob, to make you feel more invincible, that you are already invincible, then all the better.
You're an update of the angel function.
But, well, you had to go back. Every really nasty thing that's ever been done on this planet so far, the scriptures are very clear. And an angel of the Lord came down and smote this, smote that, bit this, bit that, impregnated this, slept with that, scurried this, shinned that, did all those things. So there's still an angel of course.
Yes, but have you destroyed things the way an angel would? Have you been called on by us to do the violence that angels traditionally are portrayed as doing in the Bible?
Yes, but we do it more subtly. There will never be a nuclear explosion for you because we just go backward. Actually, there was a nuclear explosion. We just reverse it, go backward, and we use that to create H-197. So, wonderful.
Right. We're going to alter the public events in history of 1960 to 2010. That's going to be remade, re-altered.
You want to. And it's great now that you're starting getting reports that people are actually dying from RNA drops. We think that's great. You're proving ascension. We're excited about
that. No, they're dying from lack of them.
Well, we knew it was something. We didn't know why. We knew it was something. It's like Rosanna, Dana. It's always something.
Ian's quoting something that did happen this week, right? That did come up as an issue. Someone was exaggerating.
Well, it might be a little fictitious, but that's all right. It's no problem. It still proves the case.
Right, John,
oxygen,
you say about that?
Oxygen. Oh, she doesn't have to. She's a lady. She never would. She likes condoms, so it's okay.
No, wait. you said that they were starting to claim they were dying.
No. It's a case I'll talk about on Monday where someone a year ago had some issues, and it took them a year to somehow get stimulated to complain. So I'll be
addressed. Like by competitors. Competitors got a hold of
it. We love this because what it basically does, oxygen is less now than it was then. So it's no question that it would absolutely cause a virulent anxiety position. You invent every point of science, and they're very cross about this, say that there's less oxygen on your ball of wax today than there was 4 years ago.
They think it's due to pollution?
They don't know what it's from. They don't know why the bees live. They don't know.
Awesome.
That's everything that is the thing they can't prove that isn't.
And you're doing it. So you're the one bringing in the final Armageddon, the final thing that has people gagging and they can't take the frequency of less oxygen and they're going to off themselves.
What you can know most absolutely is there very soon will come a time on Earth when time shall be no more.
Be no more. We've heard you say that before. It seems to be a motif in your composition.
It does.
You repeat that theme.
It does. Yes. Be like no time.
Stephanie, do you want to ask Ian a question?
Oh, yes.
Hey, okay. Stephanie. How's your mama name?
Hey, how'd you know that?
We know things.
You couldn't possibly know that.
Of course we can.
Oh, I'm delighted.
How wonderful.
Well, do you have any suggestions as to what I can do to inspire my mama to be better, to feel better?
Okay. Quit mollycoddling her and tell her, say, this is it. Put what she wants over there and say, here it is. Get it. Put it to where she can do it. Well, honey, you know I can't. Well, no, we know clearly what you can't do. We want to know what you can do.
Okay.
Baby, sure. You don't understand. It hurts. Yes, it does. Okay. Move through it. I want you happy, whole, thrilled, alive. Okay? We don't want to consider you as dead, waiting on a disease to claim the body. So shake yourself and come back into the land of the living. And let's have some fun, because I already love you, and I want to have fun. Let's go. Let's go. What do you want to do? Let's go do that. Come on. Race you to the car.
Thank you.
You're welcome. More asparagus.
Asparagus. Okay.
More asparagus.
But I'm not sure if she wants to be living or not living.
Well, ask her. She'll tell you.
She says, I want to live till the end of the world.
Well, then hang on, honey. It's a white knuckle flight. Everybody says you get to the end of the rope, tie a knot, and hang on. We say turn loose. You 6 inches off the ground. Turn loose. Let go. Let go and let God come into your place of power and get happy or get out. It's very simple.
Okay. If it takes 10 hours to get dressed, I should wait for the 10 hours?
No, you shouldn't wait for the 10 hours. Tell Ashton how long it's going to take her. It's going to take 10 hours. Okay, I'll see you in 10 hours and go about your day. You can't see Sylvia because she's going to take 10 hours to dress.
Did you just say her name?
Of course. Don't be fucking back. Come on, now. Hang on.
Oh, my
God. Well, oh, yeah, we don't. Shh. You get them all started, and they'll be on. No, just that's the part. Just let that slide by. That's like river, like water in the river. Just let it slide. Don't wait around all day. Get on with it. Get on with your day. Just pick it up. Be all right.
Let me interject here, so we'll get off that topic of how amazing you are. This is a motif, Stephanie. This is interesting because I got an email late last night from someone who said, we've given official notice to our loved ones that we're not going to take any more sick or dying talk from them. Here's an example. There's no reason for people to be sick in this day and age, and the subject is getting very boring. I sat next to a 93-year-old man on the bus on the weekend who had just run in the marathon. Clearly, he had decided to declare himself fit for living. I say, get healthy, get happy, or just get the hell out, and I'm not going to suffer all these woes for much longer. I've already made myself very clear on this. If someone is sick, take Dr. Dean's products, or I don't want to hear about it.
Same thing.
Yeah, there are solutions. So instead of just commiserating and kind of going along with the whining, because see, what really offends us, people who are getting happy and healthy and ascending, is that when we start saying the same words with the whiners and complainers, it brings us to a level we don't want to be at. It's like we're agreeing with these people. It's like we're okay with what they're doing, but at the same time, it's hard to sort of get them to snap out of it. But this woman, she just said, you know, take Dr. Dean's products, and I don't want to hear about it because there are solutions. So I thought that was very good because we know enough now about the completement formulas that they do work on everybody at any level of wellness or illness. So if they're looking for an answer, there's the answer. If they're not looking for an answer and they just want to complain, then you're not going to put up with it.
Yes, Stephanie, you go walk up to your mother later when you get to see her next and go, get happy or get out. And they'll take offense because it'll be done. And are you cross with me? What's the matter? Why are you? Why? Or would you act this way? No, no. It's very simple. We want you happy. If you don't want to be here, you shouldn't be here. Fine, go. We understand. Where shall I forward the flowers? Here's all that's really going on here. You're taking the heatness out of the fire. All they have is their morbidity. All you have is your one short living life. It's eternal, but you only have one of them. And so they use that as an excuse. Well, I only have so many days left, and you're going to miss me when I'm gone. If it goes like this, no, we're not going to miss you while you're gone. We wish you'd have left 20 years ago if this is how it's going to go. Then all of a sudden, it's like, you know, let's have one good day. If I've got to remember you for all of my eternity, at least go out on one good day. And then we'll leave you right over here, and you can take the rest of your life to decide what color house dress you're going to wear today. It's all right with us.
Okay, you got a more interesting question, Stephanie?
That's pretty good, Bob. That's pretty good.
That was good.
Back in the old C.K. Allen days, eh?
The anarchy, the days of anarchy and chaos. So where is she? Did she drop off? Are you?
No, I'm listening. Y'all talk so much together and over each other, and so I just listen.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're shutting up. You can ask your next question.
Do you have any suggestions, Ion, for me on how I should proceed?
Find the things that make your heart sing and give those priority. There's a lot of things for you to do. You feel compelled to be busy. And that's okay, be busy, but only be busy in the things that you want to do. If you want the garden perfect and it's the desire of your heart, then make the garden perfect. If you don't, by all means, let it go. Sow it in peas, and you'll be all right. But if you want to work in the garden and make it a showpiece, then fine. Give your undivided attention to those things only, things that make your heart sing. And you'll find very quickly that the cares of life will grow strangely, strangely dim.
I haven't listened to as much of you as a lot of people, but I often hear you say...
Us either. But we're with you.
I often hear you say about meat. I'm one of those people who the lighter I eat, the stronger and leaner I feel.
Okay.
So,
and you still need protein. We don't care how less you eat. You still want protein.
When you say protein, are you referring to meat particularly?
Yes, we are. We like those amino acids best. The reason you have to eat less and less and be leaner and stronger is because your gut's rotten. You're not digesting correctly. You're not digesting your food. If you were digesting appropriately, you would thrive on raw, good meat, rare steaks, things bloody, or be wonderful. So, but now we understand that that was kind of forward of us. So we'll soften it just a little bit. Start off with some lighter proteins and then move into some of the more hefty. You don't have to eat a 24-ounce porterhouse, medium rare.
Oh, I like it. I don't have any problem eating it. It just makes me not lean and light and energetic. I think that is true.
No, it's exactly backwards. This lightness and leanness and energy that you're calling from is your body's lipids crying for more something to digest. The lethargy that's coming from is your body not being in good shape. So as
we're tip-top shape. I got it.
Yeah. And don't kill yourself with it. Just do a little bit. Just a little bit. You'll be all right. Eat protein. Eat pig. A lot of people run around here and they'll eat what a pig eats, but they won't eat the pig. Honey, it's divine when you take in a swine.
Well, let me ask you something. There are people working around the house now who eat a lot of that, and they look to me like they're big and sick and fat.
They have grounding issues. The reason you get fat is you don't feel grounded. Once you're grounded appropriately, you let that weight go. You'll also gain water if you try to go to the desert. Your body knows it's going to the desert. You'll hold water, too. It knows better than you autonomically that you need whole water if you're going to the desert. See? Same way. And, honey, it ain't the pig making it fat. It's in biscuits and gravy is what's making them fat.
they're so big, the help won't even stay here because Mama calls them the fat ladies with the big stomachs, and they don't
fit. He's all right. I mean, get you some better slaves, honey. They'll be all right. They come from South Africa. Them apartheid ones, they're the best. It's wonderful.
Last question.
Now, see, you let that one go just real easy. See how you let that go?
That's good. I don't want to take too much of your time.
So we don't have any time, honey. This is all for you. Be selfish and be God. Take what you want. Come on.
I'm obsessed with my father.
Yeah?
And, yeah, I'm real freaked out about that. Do you have anything that you could tell me to assist me in...
Well, this feeding place was coming before it got here, was it not? This didn't just show up on your plate, did it?
No.
Well, this coming part, you've had a lot of processing energy, so you've processed it and you're still freaked out, or what's the desire? What's the outcome? If you come to a place where you think, okay, now I want to do something, I've figured it all out. And
I haven't figured anything out.
Then work it out until you have a conclusion. Then ask us the conclusion. We could tell you, but then that's us. See, that's taking us overflowing the bow. The only way to know for sure if your boat's going to stay, the draft of your boat is going to stay, is to fill it up with water so much that you sink it. That's the only way to know how much water your boat can hold. You see? So we don't want to flood your boat to get you there. Say, yep, you're exactly right. It held exactly this much. This is how much it would take. Not anymore. This is the part that will kill you. Back that off just a little bit. That's how you take care of see the medicine. But other than that, minus that, we'd say figure out a process or figure something that you can go all the way to the end and go, yep, I can live with this. Then do that. And then if it changes or adjust accordingly, more or less. Settle it in your mind. You're thinking. You're overthinking. You're overcompensating the thought processes. It's not as you see it. It's not quite the way you see it.
Because I feel terribly guilty.
But you shouldn't. The cause of that guilt is the very issue of this freaked outness.
Yeah.
All right. Get over that. Lather, rinse, repeat. You got the lather, honey. Now rinse it off and repeat. Next. And if you're all that, why don't you go back in time and redo it?
Oh, I'd love to.
You can. We do it all the time. You can go back and reboot your computer and make it an earlier date. Oh, I've got a virus here and here and here. Okay, you take your computer back to before that was, and now you don't have a virus no more. Then you can put the preemptive things in place so you don't get the virus in the first place. Ta-da! Very easy. When you have no time, you have no barrier. When you have no barrier, you have no freaked outness.
Everything I see in the experiences I've had in my life, it's everything that I see, so much that I see, I can remember other experiences I've had at that place, and it's almost overwhelming.
Yes, and see, this is exactly what we're talking about. When you do a reset, RNA reset, what happens is you have that ability, and you're redoing things, but when you reset, you go back before it was. So when you go back before it was, then it's before it was. See, your mind won't let you have a clear memory of it because you've already done it. You can, and autonomically you know it, and that's why your body responds to it. It's kind of like when the hair stands up on the back of your neck, the little breeze will blow and the hair will stand up on the back of your neck, and you go, oh, that's my aunt. And you just know that? Well, that's because that's what always happened. That's what always was.
A long, long time ago, I knew someone in Birmingham, where I am right now in Alabama, and he had a sister who was a nun. And years and years passed by. And I never could remember where this guy lived. And I was driving the car, and a nun walked down the street. And I said, that's his street. That's where he lived. And I hadn't seen that in 40 years, but that happens to me all the time. I can't see anything without it.
You're resyncing. It's a resyncing. Within your reset, it's a resyncing. Sync, S-Y-N-C. Sync, synchronize.
It happens with electricity, with polarity. If it's not in sync, it's either yielding plus or yielding minus on protons for holding charge from amperage. The same thing as it's sinking. When it gets too far out, you'll start living in that world that's out of the living. You can get so spooky spiritual that you're no earthly good, so heavenly bound you're no earthly good. And you can also get so much in the world that there is no spirit man. So you want to balance that. You want to sync it up. The RNA reset will help you with that more than everything.
Just so it's not always overwhelming and in my face, because that's what it is. I don't
but
feel around.
But it's going to be in your face. You want it in your face, or it wouldn't. Or you wouldn't notice. You can just go, okay, hey, do you have your cereal in your house?
No, but...
Do you know where your cereal would be in your house if you had any?
Uh-huh.
Does that freak you out?
No.
Okay, you know it then.
Yeah.
And if you had cereal, you know where you'd put it, yeah?
Exactly.
Okay, then everything in life could be just that easy. Now, I got cereal? No, I don't. Okay, but if you did have cereal, you know where it'd be? Yes, I do. Okay. Does that freak you out? No. Okay. The same thing could be with driving the car and going down the world and going back 40 years ago and actually being a little girl sitting right there going, oh, my God, this is it. This is me. Blah, 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 blah. No problem. You can go back, hide things then, find them for now. Just like in the secretary, the little drawer in yon bureau. Behind that little drawer, you hide little things.
But there's things all over this house, all over my parents' house.
Good. You put them there, most of them.
My parents did.
No, you did. Your parents did not.
When I don't see people anymore, and I don't know where they are or what it is, or I don't understand all that stuff, are they still people? I mean, I don't mean people. I mean, is like my grandma still my grandma?
Yes, your grandma's still your grandma.
That's what I mean.
Yes, she is. And just like your RNA drops, they're generational. That's why a whole lot of chronicles was laid out. This one begat, this one begat, this one begat, this one begat, this one. So you could trace your ascension just like you traced your fall.
Wow.
No, it's not wow. That's normal. That's good.
Why have I always felt since I was small like I wasn't all completely here?
Because you're not. It happened when you were playing with a spider. When you were a little girl and you were scared of spiders and you were playing with a spider. It happened right then. That's when you recognized that from the world you were from, you never knew there were spiders. And this world has spiders and sort of guys, you were taken aback.
Are you serious?
Yeah. We are.
All right, Pamela out in Australia says, Ian, a dear friend of mine died suddenly last week, only 50, a massive heart attack. Did she go to a parallel world?
No, she went to the Gulf.
Pamela then says, P.S., did she want to go somewhere else?
Yes.
She didn't want to go to the Gulf.
She didn't know the difference. She just went, and it got so good, she just said, I'm done. Good. Goodbye. So long, and thank you for all the...
Did she go before she transitioned and then liked it and said, I'm going to stay here?
No. There was no time for it all happened. There was time for all of it to occur because there was no time. It was instant.
But she transitioned because she wanted to.
That's correct.
Around that. All right. Linda, you want to say something, Linda?
I started very young having what's called, I guess, leaving the body astral.
Projection. Astral projection. Yeah.
Yeah. And
good. And you like that?
Oh, some of them were wonderful.
And not all of them, though.
No, I had some very powerful ones.
And that's okay, but that's not a bad thing. Shall we drive on this? We can ask you questions. This will be great fun.
Yeah.
We can do this. It's fun. Now, when you start getting comfortable and you start wiggling the first joint in your feet, on your toes, like you wiggle your toes, but it's not your toes, it's your first joint, like that tarsal, third tarsal on there, especially your left foot, that's when you're slipping away, going to other worlds. Were you aware of that?
No.
Okay. Well, you wiggle that toe when you're going more. So now, if you know that, you can wiggle your toe and go when you want to. See, you've had this ability and capacity, you do it all the time, but you never knew how to drive it. If you knew how to drive it, you could take it where you want it to go, not where it wants to take you. If you stand on the street corner and you don't know the bus route and you just get on a bus, it'll take you sometimes to the bad side of town. But if you always know which route you're taking, you can always let the bus take you where you want to go. So what you want to do is you want to learn the schedule. See how your body reacts and responds. When you have enough folic acid, your body seems to be more temperate, isn't it?
I don't know.
Okay. Do without some a little while and you'll see what we mean. Now we've pointed it out. Normally, your body has enough. And when it does, you do great. Now, do that shift. Do you know computers?
Yes.
Control, Alt, Delete on regular PCs. It'll give you a reset going to a safe mode or to a hard boot. It means you're stuck and you can't get forward, you can't get back, and you won't do anything. It's better than unplugging the computer, but it sometimes can put you in safe mode. You need to have a way to go to safe mode as you're playing with it until you perfect your art. Because sometimes you get yourself sideways in some of your projections, do you not?
Well, I haven't for many years that I'm aware of.
You sure bring back a lot of bruises and bumps and scrapes and things from other worlds, do you not?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's what this is safe mode is all about. Dr. Dean, way back in the early days, spilled tea on her and burned her arm just terribly. And she wasn't having much of it till she got up the next morning and had burn marks on her arm. The different when you can now drag back the evidences thereof. So we've been in a very, very condom-based relationship ever since.
I wake up and I see these like, I scratched myself or I have
that's
this.
Right. That's right. We want you safe mode. We want you safe mode. Once you learn how to do safe mode, you wiggle your big toe, moving your first or second tarsal in your foot. It'll turn on what you call safe mode. So you're like in a bubble. Remember the movie Boy in the Bubble with John Travolta?
Yes.
He turns on a bubble. Now, that's not a crutch, darling, because you're going to come into your own. You're a lot of things, but a fear ain't one of them. You're not afraid, but you just need that little mode of safe mode so you can then boldly move forward. So wiggle the toe on your right foot. You know which is your right foot, don't you?
I do.
And you have a toe, a big toe attached to that foot, yes?
I sure do.
We must be psychic. We know you have a toe. Okay. Wiggle that. Wiggle that. And it's not the toe, but what the toe bone the toe attaches to your foot. You had a corn on it one time. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that one. Now, wiggle that. And that'll be turning on and off your safe mode. Now, if you go get a manicure or pedicure and they do a good job, be careful because they can activate it for you and put you right through a portal itself. And there won't be any actual projection, darling. It'll be real live portal time. And if you have a good esthetician, no problem. But don't just stop by and get your feet done anywhere. Make sure you know who's handling you. But go enjoy it. Don't not do it. Just be aware.
Well, I missed it. I mean, for years, I just, every now and then, I have a memory when I'm sleeping, but I used to just go all over the place.
Well, then, honey, go get you a mani-pedi and you can go right then.
All right, I'll do that.
That's the way to do it, honey. Treat yourself a little bit. Honey, if you can't please and delight yourself, why in the world are you expecting somebody else to?
I've been on the RNA about 45, maybe 50 days.
Good.
And I just started with the Realign, which made a real big difference.
Yes, it does. Now, and we're glad you waited till you, the way it worked out. It worked out perfectly because your body had a chance to do a bit of a reset. But now, see, at the cellular level, it lets your body start. It's like a jolt is how you would describe it, would you not?
I would have the very next day for sure.
Good, because what that also does is it lines up your inside parts, too. Because so you're more attuned to your inside parts than you are your outside parts.
What I'm experiencing, fortunately, through listening to Heyday and you, I just, instead of running to the emergency room, I'm just relaxing and allowing. And I do have a knowing that whatever is going on, as awful as it may seem at that time, is I'm able just to allow it to go through it, because there's something telling me that this is just a reset, and because it's been pretty powerful.
Well, see, there's less and less and less oxygen. There's just less and less and less. So your body's getting used to it. A lot of people say they've added weight. Other people don't. But sometimes you go through that process, so you'll add weight to get your lipids straightened out. But then it balances. It shouldn't add more. It should fall right away.
When I started the RNA, one of the biggest things that I've been working on for over 3 years is to quit smoking.
Why?
Because whether I allowed that because of what I've let my labyrinth of the mind think is that I can feel I'm out of breath. But what I noticed when I did the RNA was I doubled my smoking.
Yeah, good.
I mean, just unbelievable. And each time I take a cigarette, I just say, oh, God, what are you doing? But my breathing, is, I'm really out of oxygen.
You are. You really are. But it has nothing to do with your smoking, sugar. It's because there's less oxygen. Hey, Bob, figure out a way so they can smoke RNA. That'd fix it. Figure that and get you some RNA and vape it. That'd be fun.
How is your breathing with the RNA and the extra smoking?
That's what I'm saying, especially in the past 10 days. I'm so aware of it. All I have to do is walk down a hallway, and I realize I have to stand up straighter and breathe in deeper. It's something that's on my mind all the time, because all I have to do is move and notice that my breathing is getting worse.
It's made you focus on it totally.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good. And there's less oxygen, and that's just fine. Now,
we're all breathing hard. We're all going down, Linda.
But listen now. We're not saying smoke. We're not saying not smoke. We're saying do never, ever, ever have a cigarette you don't enjoy. If you enjoy it, enjoy it. If you're smoking and you don't enjoy it, lay it down. Okay? Just only do it if you enjoy it. And never have a cigarette that you don't appreciate. Never. If you don't appreciate it, don't have it. Don't do it. Because what it actually does is it dries. Tobacco dries your blood. And now what happens is you're actually changing your blood. So it would feel funny. That's why a lot of times when people are real heavy smokers, they go to the doctor and they'll quit smoking and their health goes worse. Because they really had to keep themselves strong to take in those carcinogens. You see? So you're basically taking the pollen away so you can't even have an allergy fit. So your body responds in kind. So we're not saying do and we're not saying don't. We're not saying either. We're saying adjust your body, and as you get stronger, you'll be able to breathe differently. You'll be able to breathe differently. So just go with it.
Insane as that sounds, it sounds right.
Insanity, just like genius, is a mental illness. So embrace it. Because, honey, if cigarettes are going to kill you, you've been dead a long time ago, don't you think?
Oh, I definitely think. I have a very strong body.
It's not about that. What's bad is we want you to be visceral and tactile in your body. As long as you're getting it, tear it up, honey. But if you get to a point where you can't drop the size you used to see it, then look at it differently. Change it up.
Oh, excuse me. I thought I was muted.
You wanted to have a cigarette. That's just my problem.
I guess I'm done.
Don't be done. Get you some Bugurners and spray it with RNA drops and smoke it. That'll fix you right up, honey.
Ion, thank you so much.
Silken caresses.
You're so welcome, darling. Enjoy this experience.
Oh, shut up, Ion. We don't need your salutation.
Get you some scotch to go with it. That'll help it. That'll make it way better. Now, we have a lot of those who do that already anyway, so it's
Bob
all right.
Bob already wants to shut me down. He's asking Sarah questions.
I've had enough of you, Linda. You're boring.
Oh,
questions about your breathing.
Enjoy.
You can't breathe. Yeah, tell me some other lies. That's like a nut.
I can't surfboard like I used to. My mountain climbing is down to two sessions a month.
That was some of my best astral travels was surfing.
We know.
Surfing?
Surfing. It was wonderful. It was orgasmic.
No, you can't mention that yet.
Get Bob started.
Don't get me started. Okay. Sarah wants to ask about the pyramids, I think.
There's never been a working theory about how the pyramids were actually constructed.
Sure there is. From the future, they had the technology to build the pyramids. They took that technology back, what you called then, and they built the pyramids of Giza.
And that's the Elder Brothers from the future, is it?
It's Goffstown. If you look at the Sphinx, it's Bob's face. Look at it. That's why we blew the nose off of it.
Okay, thanks.
No, that's not the end of that. What is it, Bob? What have you done to these damn people, Bob?
I don't know. There's plenty of people
get away with that.
The oxygen, man. Got to their head.
Drop a bomb like that, they say thanks. Thanks, I appreciate it very much.
What the hell? No.
We just undid all of your damn history, every inch of your damn history. There is a locker under the left paw of the Sphinx that was created, that we found at storing Bob's memoirs, where the first tetrad was wrought, is in that box.
And still no response.
Go get Reverend. Thanks. Lacey'll zap it up.
You said there was a box where?
Under the left paw of Bob's Sphinx in Giza.
And that in box France. Contained Bob's memoir?
Yes.
What do you have to say, Sheila?
Hey.
Oh, sweet Sheila. Yes, dear.
I have a couple questions. One is about a painting.
Yes, your work. Your work is trademarked and copywritten, and it's protected for all eternity. So you don't have to worry at all.
Okay.
You trademarked it yourself. It's your original artwork, and it belongs to you. Good. Settled.
Well, thank you.
Is that a question you had, Sheila?
No, I didn't. That was just a little bonus.
So what does that mean? Do you have it trademarked anyways yourself?
No, I don't have it trademarked. I sometimes just put my name in a watermark on it as an image on the computer if it's a large file.
What's Ion talking about? Why, you thought she was concerned, Ion?
No, we were letting her know that her artwork is safe. She created it and her customer owns it because they commissioned her to create it. So it's her original work.
You thought she would have needed to know that information?
At her label, she should be able to have it any way she wants to.
Why did you tell her that? She knew that.
Oh, she was a bonus. It was a serendipity, Bob. She likes serendipity. Just like she likes really shiny foundational garments, too.
It was a piece of information that was redundant, like in Hendiades.
Oh, well, necessary, however.
Okay. We started watching the show Blacklist, and a few episodes ago, there was a Rembrandt painting on it. It just was a very illuminating moment for me. I looked up what this painting was. I actually didn't know it was a Rembrandt at the time, but I thought, what is going on with this painting? I had to find out what it was about. And it was Rembrandt's The Storm on the Sea of Galilee.
Yes.
And it was his only seascape. It was also stolen from the Gardner Museum in Boston. It's considered the greatest art theft in the U.S. history on March 18th, 1990, which I thought, that's crazy. Yeah, my birthday and also when Ion came on. And then on March 18th of 2013, the FBI announced who they knew was responsible for the crime, but they didn't arrest anyone or went further than that. So what is the significance of this painting? And why was it such a big illumination moment for me?
1633.
That was the year it was painted?
Yeah. 160 by 128 centimeters. It's extension number P21S24.
What number is that?
Accession. We call it Ascension.
Ascension number?
Yes.
But the painting itself ascended?
Yes.
The painting ascended.
Itself.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah. That's
yes.
What I'm saying.
He's painting with walnut oil.
Yeah, I love the walnut oil.
It's yummy.
So you're saying that's why the painting has never been recovered?
Oh, we know where it is.
Are you going to tell us where it is?
No. Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Awakened by the disciples, desperate pleas for help, he rebukes them. And then rises to calm the fury of the winds and the waves. The winds and the waves shall obey my will. Peace be still. Peace be still. Whether the realms of the storm-tossed sea or demons or men or whatever may be, you can get a lot of that.
Sounds
about good.
Wow.
So it's very wonderful.
Is its disappearance got something to do with its ascension?
It's in the eye of the beholder.
Is there a human being who thinks they stole it?
Didn't say.
And there's 14 people in the boat, as opposed to 13 people, Jesus and the 12 disciples?
Correct.
But there's an extra person.
It's Bob. Bob was on the Sea of Galilee. Come on, just ask him. He'll tell you.
Yep. I have full recognition, recognizance of that.
But does it have any reference to the 14 rings?
Yes. And you look at the mast and the sail, look how the ship opens up, and look right above the top man as you're looking. The boat is pitching on the waves in Galilee.
Yeah.
And there's
mm-hmm.
one little guy with a red shirt holding on for dear life.
Yeah.
Yep. Right above that particular color, that's where it all goes down, is right there.
In the blue?
Yes. Well, it's like this little amberish, taupey blue.
But
about
that's bizarre.
Hand?
That's bizarre because in Blacklist, James Spader was on the phone looking at the painting, and he says, "You're asking me to describe the blue."
Mm-hmm. Yes. Imagine that. Ta-da. Now, look at the rope, the hanging rope that's flying on the side as you're looking at the painting and be to the right. That
uh-huh.
rope has an extra fob or bob on it
right.
that doesn't fit. It's not there. It's not appropriate. It doesn't work. So that's an anomaly.
And that correlates to something specifically?
The
that
rings
anomaly?
And the arms. Rings and
okay.
arms.
The rings and arms of chromosome 14?
Yeah, and see in the cross, see how the lines come off of the mast in a cross?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's representative of chromosome 14. So it's no wonder this had to go away.
Oh, there's too much information in it.
Well, yeah. Like your work, darling.
You're saying my work's going to go away?
Some of it already has.
Well, it's gone away, but it's still on the wiki.
Apparently so are we.
I mean, I'm looking at it. I mean,
here's what's fun. If it's in the cloud or on the wiki, does that not mean that we indeed can adjust it?
Yes.
Well,
That's crazy.
Why so?
I mean, crazy exciting.
And you look at the side. You see how the waves, the water hitting under, that's like capsizing the boat. Look how
mm-hmm.
white that is. See white? And look at the ledge under the edge of it. It's almost like it's sitting. It's like it's run up on a rock or run up on something. And then just follow the tip of the stern of the boat, the furthest point, go straight down. It looks there. You can see real close. It looks like a big white block. About a 400-pound stone right there. Right?
That's why I'm in that painting. I'm using the boat to transport an eye block.
But it's
I see.
So you see it just really plain if you're looking. And you don't even have to blow it up. It's right there.
That painting is a scene from our future, from our perspective now. That's coming up, isn't it?
We can't that's say.
That's me recovering a stolen eye block.
We can't
say. I hitched a ride with that boat.
We can't say. It's a Van Ryn thing, Bob. Sorry.
There's a harpoon.
Hey, you play this for Charlie, Sheila. You fucking blow his
don't
mind.
Don't you do it.
I'm
don't you do it.
Man,
I'm sure he's going to listen. So anyway.
Tell him to get with us. We'll give him some tips and make him a more blessed lover.
There's much
I'm very happy. Thank you.
Much room
no.
for improvement from me. Oh, look at Sheila. Arguing for her limitations.
I'm not asking for any limitations. I'm trying to ask about a harpoon.
Okay, go ahead.
It's not all related, I'm sure. That was the pointed question.
It is rather pointed. I've noticed that.
I get that, yes.
No glove, no love, honey. That's all I can say. I don't know. Harpoon. The harpoon is shooting. Yeah, it's shooting.
It'll shoot you.
It's shooting.
It is shooting, yes.
Sticking off the bow, but nothing shot it.
And it symbolizes something about the 14
arms.
Rings?
The arm.
Okay.
The arms. The extension. Yep. Okay, very, very good. TTFN.
What is that?
Ta-ta for now, maybe.